This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Hello, Tim in Alaska. I had already done a big promo for level 13, or else I would have used you saying hi in the chat room as an opportunity to do that. But I wanted to say, no, it is not too late to comment on our March 8th show. Please comment away. I don't remember what we said on March 8th, but, you know, happy to,
what? This hat hurts my head. YouTube people, if there's anyone listening on YouTube, we are departing. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, YouTube. Let's see. I'm going to make that unlisted. I don't think anybody's watching YouTube, to be honest. But it's okay because that you use that video, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
So do we even need to?
I record locally.
Oh, so do we even need to? How is the Grindr bus different than the Oscar Wienermobile? So instead of it being called a Wienermobile, the license plate on it is Bussy. Bussy?
So the difference is, the only difference is one is called the Wienermobile.
The other one's called a Bussy.
One is called the Grindr bus. That's the Bussy. That's the difference.
Yeah,
the Bussy. Other than that, they're both wieners.
Yeah, the Bussy.
Or they both have wieners.
They're stopping in 10 cities across America. So they started in San Francisco, then West Hollywood on June 1st, Phoenix, Arizona on the 3rd, New Orleans on the 8th, Atlanta on the 11th. And then tomorrow they're going to be in Wilton Manors in down here in Florida. That's Fort Lauderdale. And then the 19th, they're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, Chicago on the 22nd, Pittsburgh on the 25th, and New York City on the 29th. It has two full-service portrait photography studios.
I didn't hear Taunty Town.
Yeah. Taunty Town's not on the tour.
I did not hear Taunty Town.
I was kind of sad that Orlando wasn't on the list. I have to.
Were you gonna go and get a professional? Are you one of those glamour shot girls that like, you do the? We're not on video.
But they also had drag queens and other people at the thing. It was free swag. I just would have been there for swag.
I see.
I'm gonna tinkle. I'll be right back.
Okay. When he gets back, I'm gonna go check because I think Sydney was scratching at the door. But if she's scratching at the door, where's Mark? Maybe he doesn't know. Wow, that's like a novel, Tim. So he says, was just going to say Gladys and her, Mark may have choked on the rawhide. Gladys and her five helpers come every 2 weeks for the past 14 years. She and her five helpers swoop in and get everything done in 2 to 3 hours. I'm usually in my office and they just work around me. Sometimes in my studio, they don't go to that part of the house. They've even cleaned when I'm in bed, in the bedroom, recovering from a surgery, and they just work around me. Don't be so uptight. They probably wouldn't mind at all. Oh, that you be in there. Don't let it bother you that they're there. I don't know. It bothers me. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable and I'm working and I'm in meetings and stuff like that. And there's vacuuming behind me because I have to say, I'm going to be in a meeting the first half of the time you're here, but I'm going to have a meeting the second half. So you got to vacuum up here now. It's not convenient for anybody. They just want to get in, get it cleaned, get out. Whatever. And it's easier for me to be at work. So I think I talked about that on Geeky Gay, I think.
I was so proud.
And we do not have the same listeners on The Mix that we have on Geeky Gay. They're a completely different audience.
Completely. I was so proud of that news guy segment. Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
It was a stupid story about tipping. It was a stupid story about tipping, and he was just wrong on everything.
Oh, yeah, the one where you... That was so Daniel. I mean, you would pick, oh, this is going to be a perfect segment. Mm-hmm. I am going to pull a video of someone broadcasting.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to correct everything they say.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so you. That is like, has Daniel Brewer written all over it? But.
Yes.
I thought the whole 4 days were great.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to be, I enjoyed them. I don't usually listen to my show, as you say, and I listen to it when you do it. It's almost like you should do, you should go back to doing.
Yeah.
Whatever that was that you did. I can't remember the
name. I can't do a daily show. It's not in my blood to do a daily show.
You enjoy it when you do mine.
Yeah, but that's because then I...
Until like day four, and then you're like...
Right, well, or days when I just can't think of anything. Yeah, you know, the reason that I talked to Auntie Scott about that Friday show was because I was trying to... I started it off with email going like, hey, are you around? It's like, I have to do this geeky gay, and I have no fucking clue what to talk about. It's like, do you want to do it with me? It'll take like 10 minutes of your time. And... he was just like, eh.
He said, hell no. There's no way I'm going to be on Geeky Gay.
Not tonight. You could have given me more warning. And I was just like,
Daniel, Andy Scott has to do vocal exercises. He has, I mean, there are lozenges that have to be, you know, sucked on and tonics that have to be drunk. You know, he can't have cheese
elixirs
within a couple of hours of doing it. They're it's a very strenuous voice artists, very strenuous regimen that they have to go through getting ready to be vocally ready.
It's okay. I felt like that really was that not a perfect Adam Burns story though?
Your cleaner brings you food?
That's not the story. You're reading the chat room now. Was that not the perfect Adam Burns story, though? It was a story about weight loss, drinking, and so it was like dieting and drinking, and it was a list. Like, those are three things.
I love a list.
Yeah, I know you love a list.
I love lists.
And you were always dieting.
I am always dieting.
And you like to drink. Specifically, you like to drink to get drunk. Like, you don't...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I only. I
right.
Mean, even if you're going to drink, look. Even if you're going to drink wine at a restaurant, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm just getting wine because I'm being social or whatever. I'm like, no, I want the wine pairing. You know why you really do the wine pairing? It's so that you're drunk at the end.
Ah.
It's not because you care about having a different wine with every course. You're like, this is a polite society way of saying, hey, keep them coming. But instead you say, oh, I'll have the wine pairing and, you know, and then you're just getting a new glass of alcohol with every single.
Yeah.
This two Michelin star restaurant we're going to in London.
Oh, it's gross.
They are, it's called Story and it's 9 courses and we're going to do the wine pairing. So we will have 9 glasses of wine and 9 courses.
What would a typical 9-course meal be?
It's a fancy version of like, oh, an appetizer-y thing, a salad-y thing, like a seafood-y thing, you know, and then you'll have like a palate cleanser.
So I've asked ChatGPT.
18 bites, that's correct.
A typical 9-course meal is a sophisticated dining experience that offers a variety of flavors, textures, and presentations. Here's an example of what such a meal might include. Number 1, first course, the amuse-bouche.
Yep.
Small bite of hors d'oeuvre served before the meal begins to stimulate the appetite. Okay.
Yep.
It's
like the Ritz cracker with some cream cheese on it, you know.
Or a little,
whatever.
Or one of those little fancy, way too fancy fucking spoons that has like, you know, just a dash of caviar in it or something. Okay. Course number 2, soup. A light and flavorful soup to warm up the palate, like a velvety butternut squash soup with a hint of nutmeg.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, that sounds good.
Course number three.
You're making me hungry.
Course number three is an appetizer, a small savory dish to begin the meal, like a seared scallop with a citrus vinaigrette.
Yeah. Oh, that is a they love scallops at fancy restaurants.
Scallops are good.
Look, we are going through a scallop phase. Do you say scallop or scallop?
Scallop. I say scallop.
Somebody on some cooking show we were watching was saying scallop.
Well, that's because they're an ass. Course four will be the fish course. This will be a delicate fish, often with a light sauce, like a poached salmon with a dill and lemon sauce, as an example.
So now, pretend you're me not enjoying seafood. Now we've already had two guaranteed seafood courses back to back.
Yep. Not guaranteed, but yes. The appetizer might not have been a scallop. The fifth course will be a palate cleanser. So this is going to be a sorbet or a light refreshing
dish. Like a melon sorbet.
Exactly. Like a lemon basil sorbet, it says right here.
Some kind of granita.
Yep. Okay. The sixth is your main course. So your main course, the primary dish, often a meat, example, filet mignon with truffled mashed potatoes and a red wine reduction. So.
Yep.
Number seven, my favorite, the cheese course. A selection of cheeses often served with bread or crackers, a variety of artisanal cheeses with fruits and nuts. That's me. I love cheese.
The charcuterie course.
Oh my God.
The Daniel course.
Yes.
But it's not, ChatGPT is making it seem like, I don't want to gender ChatGPT, is making it seem like, you know, you're having this whole board of like, you know, this huge with everything. No. It's going to be a tiny little fancy.
It'll be a bite. Of four or five cheeses. The eighth course, the one I would skip, the dessert, probably chocolate. And then the ninth course will be a small bite-sized dessert served with coffee or tea to end the meal. Example, a pétifor and macaron.
Daniel, dessert is my favorite course. I love dessert. I don't know. No matter what, like you could have had a shitty rest of your meal. You give me something sweet at the end. Like I'm going to like that. You know, I could have hated the scallop.
Yeah.
But you give me a nice dessert. Doesn't even have to be fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it.
You love it.
That's why I don't do the keto diet. Because I was this close to buying an ice cream maker, like one of those professional stainless steel looking, whatever. Because I saw somebody on YouTube using one. Because I love ice cream. That would just be another gadget to put somewhere. I already have the sous vide always on the counter. I use it every week.
I bought this thing. So I was when I was at camp, they had these new little floaties in the pool and they were like weighted at the bottom so that they were always sitting upright in the pool. And they were like little dolphins and little flamingos. And of course, since I like to go into the pool late at night because it's excellent star viewing down at camp.
And because, you know, you're less visible. I like to swim at night because it's dark and nobody can see my body.
There you go. Anyway, but they light up. And so I was like, oh my God, these are so cute. They light up and everything. And I happen to know.
You don't have a swimming pool.
I don't, but you know who does? Rodan.
Oh, your new favorite people.
Rodan and Darwin.
Rodan and Darwin, yeah.
They had us over, I think. So I asked the camp guy where he got them from.
They bring you up on Pod as my co-pilot. Yeah. I just ordered.
So this Thursday, we're going to dinner with them. This Thursday, I will give them their little dolphin, their solar-powered floaties.
Tell them I said hello. You think they'll remember who I am?
Did you do anything? I mean, I'm sure.
I was that uninteresting, Daniel.
Darwin is from Arkansas. So yeah, of course he knows who you are.
He's like, I think, did we meet someone? Maybe there was someone from Arkansas. It might have been, could have been, you know. Rodin doesn't even remember. He does a podcast the next mm-hmm. week, and he's like, mm-hmm. you know.
You were mentioned.
And, or am I thinking of Taylor? Taylor mm-hmm. didn't mention me mm-hmm. either. Mm-hmm. Had a fantastic meal with us.
Yeah.
Probably the best meal of his life. And, and he doesn't mention, we love, what was it that he loved? There was one of the courses or whatever that he really liked.
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't even remember.
Wait, how many courses is this? Tim in Alaska has posted in the chat room.
That's like a menu. That's like eat the menu.
Chef's tasting menu.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Tim just likes to show off.
For
all the things.
That's not bad though. For $240, that's not bad.
These are going to be little bites.
No, Adam, I've been to a chef's tasting. You and I went to Chef's Table on the ship.
We did. We did.
I'm familiar.
We met. Mark and I did a chef's tasting on our Europe thing, and we met this couple, this lovely straight couple about the same age as us. They have boys at home.
Yeah.
We had such a good time with them, but we didn't get their phone number. It was like, you know, we should have gotten their phone numbers in Ireland or wherever they were from. And when we're visiting there, we can hang out with Sheila and Craig or whatever. But we didn't.
You didn't, Blanche. You didn't.
We didn't. And I brought that up because we were talking about chef's tastings. And that reminded me of that random thing.
Is there, we had decided that we were going to move maybe the test kitchen to the after show.
Oh, yeah. Tim, sorry. I didn't mean to attack you. That was mean.
Yeah, how dare you?
I wasn't disparaging your menus. I'm sorry.
How dare you? So let's do that real quick. I don't know.
It's Friday, June 14th, 2024. Here are some things that happened on this day in history.
Uh-huh. What?
No, I was just doing the opener. I wasn't doing the...
On June 14th of 1974, Disney World's Hoop-De-Doo musical review dinner show debuted in Pioneer Hall at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. You know what? I have been to the Howdy-Doo review several times.
Were you there on opening day?
No, I was
sitting
not.
Sitting in Blanche no. DuBois' lap. Who is that you sat in the lap of that's Lainey Channing or Lenny Channing?
Anita Bryant.
Oh, Anita Bryant. Yes.
And June 14th of 1777, Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes as our flag.
Oh, I was going to read. You know, there was one before this.
Okay. We can time travel. It's okay.
In 1990, the film Dick Tracy premieres at Walt Disney World's Pleasure Island in Lake Buena Vista, Florida.
Yeah.
The action comedy released by Touchstone Pictures stars Warren Beatty,
and Madonna.
Al Pacino, Madonna, Glenn Headley, and Charlie Corsmo. It will be generally released the following day.
There's amazing prophecies for the millennium.
Could you have said that more unamazingly?
There's always prophecies.
Prophecy.
Oh, here you go. Here you go. A potbelly pig walks 2,200 miles to find the family who lost her.
I will always read a story about a potbelly pig.
A potbelly pig. He walked 2,200 miles, Adam.
Wow.
Yeah.
When he arrived, Daniel, was he still potbellied?
I don't know.
I mean, that was a lot of miles.
Dateline, Miami, Florida, and one of the most incredible animal feats of all time, a pot-bellied pig walked nearly 2,200 miles to find the family that had lost her while on vacation. Amy the pig.
How are you reading that text?
Amy the pig became separated from her owners in Tucson, Arizona, when the Fortner family was on vacation to California last July. Needless to say, the family was distraught at losing their beloved pet. We all loved Amy. said Father Gig Fortner. I don't know many families that would take their pet pig on vacation with them, but we had done it two or three times before. But this time, The worst happened and Amy got away at the rest stop.
Basically, you know, we used to have a grocery store called Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, we've talked about it on this very show before,
Now, before that, they were Dixie Dandy.
So this pig...
But they got bought by Piggly Wiggly, yeah.
This pig walked from Tucson, Arizona to Miami, Florida.
That should be made into a movie. You know those movies where they have the dogs and the cat and whatever, and they're friends, and they like... They're finding their missing Timmy or whatever. No, their family moved and forgot them or something. And they're like, oh, we've got to find our owners. And so they're like backpacking across the country.
I feel like this is just for you, Adam. A trumpet player chokes to death on his mouthpiece.
Naga hide.
Player who was unable to palpate it out of his throat. A trumpet player choked to death when he stumbled during a festival parade and swallowed his instrument's mouthpiece.
Oh, Lord.
Bystanders weren't aware that Carlos Silvera, 28, was struggling to breathe as he lay on the pavement.
That would be horrible.
Efforts to pop the mouthpiece out of his throat were unsuccessful.
But that could actually happen. I mean... It's not likely, but it could happen. Like a mouthpiece, they do come out, and if you got it shoved hard enough, it could get stuck in your throat. That could happen. I know this is not a very reputable news source, but that actually could happen.
The only other thing I'll say, there's this mind-blowing mishap page here, and this is really a visual. But it's like, meet the man who really laughed his head off. But I swear to God, that looks like Barack Obama, doesn't it? Doesn't it look like Barack Obama's face?
Oh, maybe. But to me, I don't know who, but there's somebody else who's white, that a celebrity that it looks like to me, but I can't.
The top of his skull blew off like a champagne cork, say witnesses.
Yeah.
Auntie Scott has now explained in the chat room why I was laughing during that trumpet story, because it was like, I thought the same thing. It's just like he's laying on, they're trying to like get it out of his throat, and he's just, every time they do it, he's like, hink, hink, hink. Which would not only be a horrible way to die, but a really humiliating way to die.
Interestingly enough, but not really interesting at all. If you blow through a mouthpiece and you just blow, it won't make a noise at all.
I know, I used to play.
Because that's not how you make a...
I know.
So him breathing through it actually wouldn't make a whistling noise.
It's still funny, Adam. It's still funny.
But it wouldn't.
Which is why I was laughing.
You need vibration.
Just laughing.
To make a noise. Well, you have to buzz.
Test kitchen. I don't have ending to the test kitchen.
I might be able to buzz. I don't think I can. My lips are very dry right now. Yeah. That's buzzing.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's the buzz?
That was a free performance.
That is pretty awesome.
Everybody's always wanting me to play my trumpet I played a note for you.
I did this thing earlier. Have you ever watched Severance? The TV show Severance?
Is Severance the one where the guy is in the White Office and like he doesn't remember where something or whatever? Is that the one? And it's got what's her name from Medium? She has a trans sister or something.
Arquette. Is that the one?
Patricia Arquette. Is that the one?
Yes, that is the one. It's on Apple TV Plus. Season 2 is coming up. But it is such a... I can't get this website to load, though.
I love Medium.
But I've been rewatching season 1 of Severance. And,
yes.
You know, knowing the story now, you catch different things. But I was just, they have to say this in the break room. They have to say this phrase. Let me see if I get, for some reason, this website is not working right now. So this may be an absolute moot topic at this point in time. Let's see. Can I see the?
They have to say a phrase when they're in the,
when they're in the, they go into this break room and they have to repeat, "Forgive me for the harm I have caused this world. None may atone for my actions but me, and only in me shall their stain live on. I am thankful to have been caught, my fall cut short by those with wizened hands. All I can be is sorry, and that is all I am." And then the guy like looks at him and goes like, "I don't believe that you were sincere in that." Again, and then like one of them had to say it like 1,000 times or whatever. But I put that into that little song generator, and I just gave it those lyrics, and this is what we came up with here.
Forgive me for the harm I have caused this world. None may atone for my actions. But me and only in me shall their stain live on. I am thankful to have been caught, my fall cut short by those with wizened hands. All I can be is sorry, and that is all I am.
It's the Severance song, Adam.
Okay.
I don't
remember this. I was thinking, man, it's a shame that all the voices that are artificially generated sound auto-tuned. Like, but anyway.
They do. Why is this?
They sound like Cher and "If You Believe in Life." Like all of them have that.
But I feel like Suno.
I tried.
Suno got quite a lot of funding.
I'm still a AI supporter, but. It does, like, they all sound auto-tuned.
Yeah, that's super weird that I can't get to Suno. Like, I was playing with it earlier tonight, but it's like, right now, Suno.com is giving me a timeout. Can you get to Suno.com? S-U-N-O.com?
Suno.com. Yep.
Huh. I wonder why I can't.
I'm there now. I can create a song because I pay for it.
So do I.
I don't use it. I know you use yours and I don't use it.
You should. It's fun.
So I'm just paying. It's like the gym. Yeah. Like I'm paying every month for a Planet Fitness membership.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in 4 years. Although I was going to... I'm sleepy. I was going to tell you, because when you were talking about joining that gym,
yeah,
be careful because gyms are notorious for you have to go in to cancel. You can't cancel online or over the phone or anything like that. I've had this gym membership for probably 4 or 5 years, not using it because I never go by Planet Fitness.
Yeah, that's why I would do the month.
So you just like the first day of the month you pay when you walk in or something. It's like, here's my $10 or whatever. And then
it's probably $50, but yeah.
Planet Fitness is $10 a month. Well, they have gone up recently.
No, $10 a month is if you join for a year. If you do the month to month, it's way more expensive, but you don't have a contract with them.
They won't let me cancel, Daniel. I don't know.
They're holding me hostage. I'm sure that you can get uncanceled from it. I'm sure you can cancel it.
I have to go in. I feel like
you can hire someone to do it. You can like hire a law firm to go in and cancel the contract for you.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of, that's, That's a bit, that's that would cost more than the whole 4 years worth of Planet Fitness that I have.
No, it wouldn't. Paying $10 it's a not, month. It's not like a trial lawyer is going to go in and do it. It's going to be one of their, you know, it's going to be a, what do they call those associates or whatever, you know, those
paralegal.
Yeah. It's going to be a paralegal that goes and does it, but it's like, yeah, that'll cost you $100, $200 or whatever for their time. But it's not like a trial that we're just like an infinite recurring billing and they need
Your
to
Honor,
have.
You know. Your Honor, I want to cancel my Planet Fitness membership, yeah. Your Honor.
Usually, usually they just write a letter on legal letterhead and send it to them, and then the gym doesn't want to get sued, so they're like, oh, yeah, here.
Well, anyway, I've had it forever. So that's what I was going to tell you. Yeah. Be careful.
I am.
But, yeah. Oh. There's Zach in a large hat.
Why does Auntie Scott have a picture of Zach in a large hat in our old living room? Is it? Oh, that's Princess, isn't it? That's wow, that's a really old picture because Princess doesn't look horrible in that picture.
What was he doing? Gardening?
Yeah. Well, when he does yard work, that's his yard work hat.
Oh, okay.
That thing there, that chandelier there.
How a birdcage of him.
Yeah,
it's very what's the guy's name on Birdcage?
Which, are you mean the actor
or the character?
I don't either one. The manservant or the their butler or whatever.
No. The one who was like you know, wore the muumuus.
Oh, and, that's that was played by Nathan Lane. But yeah, I don't know the character's name.
That's fine.
This is Robin Williams and Nathan Lane.
Yep.
Albin? Oh, was Albin her name?
Albin
was Nathan Lane's. You know what? I there's an internet work system of computers I could ask this question to.
No, when I am live on air or recording, I cannot use the internet. I am using the internet to connect to you and to look at Discord and like all that. But other than that, I cannot devote brainwaves to Googling stuff. Although I guess I'm lying. Sometimes I do ask ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, some stuff while I'm doing. Yes.
What?
Do you have another song?
I can. Did you really want to hear another song?
No, it's, yeah.
I have a lot of songs that I've made. Let's see. Let me go back to, how do I get to the previous page? I have to go to my library. Backwards. Blah, blah, blah. Page, there it is. Top. All right, page 2. I did a lot of these Grease ones. I don't know which one I finally ended up on.
Do you just sit around at night thinking of lyrics and like, oh, this is a good lyric that I can tell ChatGPT?
I did a bunch of fatty ones, right? So I did the
He'll play anything you send to him.
I know, yeah.
So you just send it. It'll get played on his show.
Yeah, I've already... He's already played that on his show.
That kind of sounds like an 80s theme song or something.
It was a disco,
or
yeah.
70s. Disco, yeah. Disco, yeah.
I did a lot of those. I was like, try it as a jingle.
So you just sit around and like do this now all the time? Welcome to the... That sounds like maybe Captain Kangaroo or like, you know, some kids show theme song.
Talking about his date with shows and pills.
he just has a plethora of songs that he could add to his repertoire.
I was trying this and it didn't work.
Oh, that's the Contact song. Oh. Well, that's dramatic, for and, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah.
Tried this also.
The current one's a little more. I like it, but it doesn't sound bumpery.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't really have a great way of.
And the ending, like the 3, 2, yeah. 1, contact.
Yeah.
You know, and then. It's, you know, there's not a good way to tell. Like, I've tried to do bumper stuff. I'm like, oh, create a 10 second bumper for news or whatever, like that, you know, a stinger. And I'm not able to make the. They still have vocalists and like they're not even 10 seconds. They're a minute and they just sound like a song.
I specified, let's see, a background music for a news segment on a podcast. Drum heavy, mimicking telegraph noises. And this is what it gave me.
No. It sounds like the Halloween theme.
It does. Or... There's the drums. Yeah.
I mean, if you have some really intense news, today's news. I
mean, it's our news today. Yeah. And then we did the Severance song. And then Auntie Scott earlier was.
Did you hear that? What's his name? Is it speaking of.
Alex Jones? Yeah.
Did you hear he's like having to. Sell everything.
Yeah. But like I mean,
house, his like whatever.
Yeah. Because
he's not going to own
a bunch of, yeah.
He's not going to own Newsmax or whatever it was. Not, I guess it wasn't Newsmax, but.
Yeah. I don't know what the name of this thing is. So I've been rewatching. So I just rewatched Foundation, all the way through. What?
I like it, but it's a little draggy. I mean, it kind of drags through, but yeah, I like it. But the thought of rewatching it,
mm-hmm.
although I found it interesting, mm-hmm. I don't find it rewatchable.
Oh, I did. I liked anyway. It a lot. And then I started rewatching Severance because I knew season 2 is coming. By the way, Foundation season 3 is not going to happen until next year. So there will be no season 3 of Foundation this year.
Oh, I thought it would be at like 100 years in the future and it would just be like my, you know, AI person who watches it because I'm already dead.
Right.
You know how there are big time jumps in Foundation.
No, I do. I got it. Yeah, I understood.
Yeah.
I understood exactly what you were saying. There was really no need to explain that. I lost my Trello though. Wait, let me get back to where I was because there was something I wanted to talk to you about. Are you familiar with this full treatment? This is on Chord Killers. Do you still listen to Chord Killers?
I do not.
Okay. So they have.
I don't know what full treatment is.
Okay, so I'm going to explain it to you. So. Let's say that you say to somebody, hey, you should really check out Battlestar Galactica. Battlestar Galactica is like, what, five or six seasons? And it's like, you know, it moves along. Yeah. So that's like, if you really, you know, it's a big commitment. But what they do is they use this full treatment for a show like that. So they watch the first episode.
Okay.
They watch the ultimate episode. So the one that was rated highest on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. So they'll watch the, okay, the highest rated episode, no matter where it falls. They'll watch the least rated episode. So the worst rated episode, that's the least. The And then they watch the last episode. So they watch the first episode, the best rated, the worst rated, and the last episode. And then they kind of get an overview of what the whole, you know, show is about.
I feel like they're skewed towards not as good of episodes. And I'll tell you why. Because first episode's not generally as good. They're having to set up a lot of characters, blah, blah. Last character is usually just like nostalgic, you know, whatever. I'm gone. Bye-bye. Mm. The worst one is the worst one. So that's also negative. So a majority of those are all negative. There's like one positive one that's the best one, the best, you know. So they're skewing their opinion, but maybe that's not why they're watching them. But I was just thinking they're probably not watching a lot of the better episodes based on what they're watching. But is it to form an opinion about is the show good or not, or just to kind of know what it's about?
Yeah, that to decide whether they actually want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that skews kind of negative. Again, what I mean...
How do I do these super reactions?
On where? What?
Oh, so then I have to do that, and then I do... Can't react with the same... Oh, I can't do that with the same emoji. I have to do this. But that's just the same thing.
Did you have a stroke?
Shut up. What? Super reaction.
What Boom. Are you
there
talking
we go.
About?
There we go. There we go. See what it's doing there to Zach's photo? It does.
Yes. The, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a super reaction.
What did that have to do with what we were talking about, though?
Nothing at all. I was trying to do that at the same time that we were talking about what... I don't even remember what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
I feel like we were talking about Foundation and the full experience. We were talking about the full experience, and you don't think that it's a good thing.
Right. No, well, not that it's not a good thing. I think it skews you negative. Because, again, first episode, they're just warming up.
Yeah.
That's not going to be your best episode.
There's a lot of shows that I watch simply because the first episode really drew me in. It's like
worst episode is obviously negative, or, you know, worst. So it's a bad one. The last episode is never super good because it's like wrapping things up, you know.
That's some of the best TV is the last episode. All good things on Star Trek Next Generation. Absolutely the best episode they've ever made was their last episode.
I didn't like the last This Is Us episode because she dies.
That was kind of going to happen, right?
I mean, you know, it was sad.
Oh, Kathy Marshall. So, yes. Yeah, so, best. So, ultimate and worst, or least. So, ultimate and least, the two middle ones, are solely determined by the Rotten Tomatoes score. So, it's it would be as subjective as Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, I feel like some of the shows that I like that people say the worst episode is X, I don't actually think it's the worst episode.
So what have you been recommended that you need that you're thinking of using this system for?
I was thinking you on Foundation, because Foundation is really good.
I've watched it.
I know, but I feel like it benefits from a rewatch. It's very dense, and you notice things the second time.
Oh, so you're
through.
Thinking I should just watch the first, the best, the worst, and the last.
Maybe you do that. Yeah. Just to refresh yourself with it. I mean, you don't need to, because it's not coming back for another year and a half. But here's the thing. Severance is coming back. So Severance season 2 is definitely coming back. It's like soon.
I always get Severance and Succession mixed up.
Well, someone one of says, them.
Someone says Severance, and I think immediately big, tall buildings, rich people, you know, betrayal, you know, a family drama. So
the premise of Severance is that they have devised this way in the future whereby you can separate your work consciousness from your personal consciousness. So as a person, you go to work, you go, you know, you go into this elevator, and as you go down this elevator, you have no memory of anything that happens after that point. The next thing you're aware of is being in that elevator, coming back up and at the end of your day. So, and your work persona, like your work person, takes over in that elevator, but that's all they know. They've never seen the outside world. They have no idea of your social life. They have no memories of, you know, anything about your outside life. They have basic intelligence and basic knowledge, but not anything specific about outside or whether you're married, whether you have kids or anything like that. So that way your one persona is so, you know, is totally a work person. And then you're
that's
outside.
Exactly how I want my work and my social life to be.
See, you should enjoy like, Severance.
I don't know those people. I know them at work. I do not want to go for drinks with them.
Like, oh, but you see, this work, is the problem. Social, the problem work, is social, what there's what they're, what's happening is that since they have no knowledge of their outside life, like there's women that are getting pregnant, but they're actually married outside. They had no idea that their work self is like having an affair in the office and like because they've fallen in love with someone at the because they have no idea that they were married or had kids or whatever outside. So they don't show that on the show, but they mention that on the show is like one of those things. But the main character, which is Adam Scott's character, his wife died in a car wreck and he's just so stricken with grief that this is helping him by being able to not think about it for 8 hours a day. Like he can go on with his life as his work self. And then his personal self is, you know, a mess. He's like an alcoholic and he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, and then, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but other things happen. It's a good show. It's a very good show.
I mean, he dies, you know,
he doesn't die.
He dies, and there's a funeral.
That's not what happens. That's not what happens.
He rides a pony.
I think you're thinking of Adam Scott in Parks and Rec, and that wasn't a pony. That was Little Sebastian. Look, I can. So Kathy Marshall says, so it's what other folks liked. Look, I can do that. I can do this. If I like that comment, like preach it, preach it. Look at that. Boo.
What does that say? Wow. It
says 100, 100%.
I'm remoted in to a computer and I'm looking at Discord on that remoted in computer instead of looking at it on my computer. And the resolution is shit.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm having trouble seeing what these things are saying.
See, I bought Nitro. Look at that. If you click on my...
Oh, that's why you're... I have Nitro as well. But I don't know. Like, I don't know what I get. I wanted to do something one day, and they're like, oh, try Nitro. And so I did. And
you don't currently have it, though. I'm looking at your profile. You don't currently have Nitro.
Oh, maybe I used a card that expired or something.
I mean, you can buy it just for a month. You don't have to subscribe to it. Yeah, see, like if you click on my profile, you can see there's a little Nitro icon that if you hover over, it'll say how long you've been a Nitro subscriber.
I don't see anything about Nitro.
It's one of the three little icons at the under my profile. You know what I'm saying? Like if you click on my icon and open my profile.
You say server boost. Yeah, I'm looking. Oh,
the very first one is the Nitro arc. Subscriber
since June 14th, 2024.
That's the Nitro icon. that little spinny thing.
Oh, it doesn't say Nitro.
Well, I mean, but that's the Nitro logo.
Okay.
And
oh,
then,
that photo that you're using, is that is one of the first weeks or something that we were playing around with?
Yes. Very
whatever
perceptive.
You generated
yes,
that.
Very perceptive.
That was supposed to be you and me.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't look anything like us.
At the
like
gay
us,
mix.
But,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was back in the old house. Right. Is everyone ready for their big Juneteenth parties on Wednesday? Oh, my God. Wednesday is Juneteenth, isn't it?
What's Juneteenth?
We're off also. So, oh, my God. So I'm off Monday, and then Juneteenth is Wednesday. So there's a holiday on Wednesday. What is Juneteenth? Is that
yeah?
You just asked?
Yeah, that is what I asked.
Juneteenth is a holiday. It commemorates the ending of the Civil War. Like,
oh, is it the new one? The new holiday? That's new.
It happened at the end of
the
Civil War.
I don't mean that the date is...
The ending of, oh, not the Civil War, I'm sorry. The ending of, it was the abolition of slavery. It was like, but the, there were like people in states that like hadn't heard the news that they were free. And I think that that's what Juneteenth, let's just ask the internet here real fast.
But they just recently made that an actual holiday, right? It wasn't always.
It has been a holiday for a long time for the Black community.
Like recognized.
Yeah. Juneteenth, officially June National Independence Day, is a federal holiday in the United States. It is celebrated annually on June 19th to commemorate the ending of slavery in the United States. The holiday.
Yeah, it was recently made a federal holiday. That's yep. what it was.
Early celebrations date back to 1866, at first involving church-centered community gatherings in Texas, then spread across the South, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's in 2021, it became recognized as a federal holiday. Anyway, also, my company also recognized it, so we take that day off.
That's interesting. We have unlimited PTO or flex PTO or whatever.
Yeah, so do we.
So we just, they don't really say, oh, these are holidays. You just take off whenever you want to take off. Like, so.
There you go.
So I don't know. I don't know if anyone.
I didn't realize that was this coming week. So yeah, it's going to be a spotty week. I'm off on Monday because we're doing Tiana's Bayou adventure at Walt Disney World.
Oh, I saw some article about that online that it was good or, well, I don't know. There was some headline that
We won't know.
Seemed positive. Yeah. But.
We won't know till we ride it on Monday. I mean, it's the same ride system as Splash Mountain that was there before. So it's going to be the same. Thrill, you know, I love Splash Mountain, so it's going to be a great ride.
I read the headline, and I want to admit that, no, I want to admit to you right now, because I want to, it's like, this is like a confessional.
Yes.
I was reading the headline about Tiana's whatever, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder if they're going to play the songs from Wishes on this ride. No. Daniel's gonna go on it and cry.
Nope.
So I think of you anytime I read a Disney article, you know,
so that's,
about anything.
That your only association with Disney is me crying.
Yeah, I mean, I
after,
like an emotional,
after
I like an emotional
taking
man.
You, after taking you around Disney numerous times.
That and American Adventure or whatever. Mm-hmm. With the
which we did not see.
The,
we did not see
with
when
the
you were
animatronic
here.
Things or the whatever.
We did not see it. When
rise
you,
up and down yep. from the floor. And
when
stuff.
You were here, like, we did not see it. We were going to see it, but we did not see it.
We just saw the lady who over emoted or whatever. She was like, I mean, I know this is audio.
Oh, my God. I had a mouthful of water when you did that.
I know this is audio, but imagine, folks. You imagine. Can just imagine a singer who's over emoting.
An acapella singer.
Yeah, a cappella singer.
It was over, way over emoting than the rest of the a cappella group. We did take in the views from atop Mount Epcot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had dinner with Taylor.
Why
the
did
Latte
we not
boy.
End up doing the American Adventure thing? Was there some ride that we had to get to that we were that had
Here's what happened. We
hurricane. What a fast track.
No, it was because Darwin and Rodan hung out with us for the rest of the day, and they didn't want to do. They didn't want to go on the American Adventure.
Oh.
It's their fault.
That was the only thing I wanted to do.
No, it wasn't.
And we didn't
We
do
rode
it.
Guardians.
Like, I was like, Daniel, I specifically... You said to me, which of the parks would you like to go to, Adam?
Yep.
And I said, I would like to go to Epcot because I want to go on American Adventure with you because you weren't with me last time. So I want to experience that. That is why I'm choosing Epcot. And then we go.
We didn't do it.
I'm in the foyer.
Usually,
of the theater.
Usually, the show starts. Usually, the show starts right after the Voices of Liberty. And I thought that that would happen, but it was at a break period or whatever, where the next show wasn't going to happen for like another 45 minutes. So we would have had to wait 45 minutes for the next show, and. You know, we also had Guardians of the Galaxy things that we needed to use. And it was just kind of like the group was kind of like, okay, let's just move on. We get it. Adam wants to see Daniel cry. Adam wants to laugh.
No, I just feel like it'll be a better experience with you. Is what I feel.
America. Spread your golden wings.
And I might want to bring a box of Kleenex with me so that I can hand it to you. I can just do that and mention having to put your phone in a locker. And you'll...
America, spread your golden wings, sail on freedom's wind, cross the sky. Great bird, spread your golden
wings. Oh yeah, I remember. This is the show that paints the most white gold,
yes.
Whitewashed, like what, like
yes.
America.
Yes, we've never done anything wrong.
No, everything
we have been
was fantastic.
We have been
land,
the best country,
the land of the free and the brave.
Oh yeah, I mean it's narrated by Mark Twain and Benjamin Franklin. By the way, have you seen that Franklin show on Apple TV Plus?
I have not. I don't think.
It's, what's his name? As, who, Ant-Man. Who played Ant-Man? Michael Douglas? Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin. So I'm not sure that I...
How recent is it?
Like last year, like this past year, like 6 months, maybe.
I remember seeing something that had Albert Einstein in it.
Wait, it wasn't even 6 months. It ended like a month ago. So it just ended like
a
month ago.
Oh, no. Then, no, I have not seen it.
I watched it.
How is Albert Einstein related to
I have no idea.
Franklin?
None.
They're no not. Idea. So I don't know why, where that came from in my brain.
So Zach got his callback, and so now he is doing
so
all
he
kind
he is going
of,
to be a bus driver.
Maybe. There's
that's,
still some
that's
more.
That's kind of scary.
Still some more hurdles, but.
Can you imagine Zach driving? Maybe. Well, I do not. I thought, didn't he not like driving the RV?
Well, it's towing. You're towing the
RV. I wouldn't want to. I would never want to be a bus driver. That freaks me out.
So as we've discussed before, Disney is hires from within. So in order to get a job that you might actually want at Disney, you have to get into the company somehow, which means taking a entry-level job. So he's doing this as his part-time entry-level job so that...
No, I don't, yeah. And I don't think it's a bad job. It just freaks me out to drive. It would freak me out to drive a bus. I'm not sure I could do it.
I mean,
I can't even parallel park. So,
like, oh, you'll love that. You'll love that because you never back up a bus. Like you never back it up. It's like
they don't have those things go. Beep,
oh yeah, no. In the handbook, it's like you can't, but you have to have other people to help you back up the bus. You can't back up a bus alone. So.
Driving a U-Haul was scary enough for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, but this is, you train on the bus, you learn how to drive the bus without passengers, you, like, you know, do all that stuff, and you drive for, like, probably, like, 100 hours, that bus with nobody in it, and then, you know, you start taking passengers.
Good luck. And don't.
Fuck it up.
Yeah.
I told him, and it was like, you know, once he's officially a bus driver, that I would get everyone we knew and show up at the bus stop and all get on the bus, ride the route, cheer him on. But he was not keen on that idea.
Why? I think that's a cute idea.
What? Because he said it would make him nervous. It would make him nervous, and, you know, he would just. It was his first day. It's like
Maybe wait a week, you know, or like whatever.
Maybe do it on his anniversary, like his first month anniversary or something. Congratulations, you've been a bus driver for a month. I almost said first year anniversary, but I don't think he's going to be a bus driver for a year because that's not what he wants to do. Because like when he was talking about it, he's like, you know, they have a full-time position available. Should I take that? And I was just like, if you actually wanted to be a bus driver at Disney, I would say, yeah, you know, go ahead and take the full-time position, even if it's a pay cut. But it's like, in this case, you don't want to be a bus driver at Disney. You're just doing this to get in the door. So I would just stay with the plan. And it's like, and yeah. Later, you can always go full-time later. It's like, anyway. All right. It is
all right.
1 a.m. tomorrow. You didn't hear this because you were...
The pumpkin has turned back into a pumpkin.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Neil Patrick Harris's birthday, and we're going to go to Epcot and wish him a happy birthday.
Wait, the actor / magician / whatever, or your cat? Yes,
no. Actor / magician. Neil Patrick Harris's birthday is...
So he will be there?
15th. No. But there is an event... whereby if you say a secret passcode to the manager of Cava Tequila in the Mexico Pavilion, you... All right, here, hold on. I'll play it for you. Hold on. I'll
play it for you. Good night, Auntie Scott. Oh, you're leaving before us?
Yeah. How dare you?
School Monday, and this is what my classroom is looking like.
Now I want Neil's account. Neil Patrick Harris. There we go. 2.6 million. Why isn't it on his TikTok?
Well, it's okay. So it's a thing. It's a Neil Patrick Harris thing where you go into a secret club.
I don't, he just says, I'm so sorry.
There's an event for his birthday. You've got a ticket.
15th, a very special day for two reasons. One, it's my birthday. And secondly, maybe most importantly, La Cava del Tequila is celebrating Black Magic Day. I have a margarita there called the Black Magic Margarita. I wonder if that's a coincidence. Maybe in honor of my birthday is Black Magic Day. Go on June 15th and check out the special things in store for you.
So you have to.
So they're giving away black tequilas or whatever. Black.
All it says in the description is this. On June 15th, Neil Patrick Harris's birthday, this Saturday, if you happen to be sitting at one of our tables, call the manager on duty and just tell her the code. NPH might send some magic to you. That's it. That's all it says. And the code is Feliz Cumpleaños, Neil. Basically, happy birthday, Neil.
Feliz cumpleaños, maybe.
Yeah, that. To Neil. And so we're going to go. We're going to go see.
Okay.
It's probably if just you, a free. You're probably
Neil
right.
Sends you something.
It's probably, a free, yeah, a free Black Magic Black margarita. Magic
margarita. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
But it's weird because he's sweating in the video and it looks like he's at the Wilderness Lodge in Florida. So I'm just like, is he here? Did he like film that here?
Maybe.
Is he going to do one of those weird things where he like shows up after, you know, when.
Is this a new thing that he opened recently or something? Or?
No, that Black Magic Margarita has been there for a while. We've had it before. So.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Good night, chat room. Good night, everyone. We will see you next week.